Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. Howie has some phone calls to make. I'm sure he's making some phone calls. And one thing he did last week, Ike, and over the weekend, he re-signed his own guys or restructured contracts. So he restructured Lane, got a bunch of cap space, gave Jason Kelce an extension, restructured him, got some cap space. And he also, he signed up a backup, right? Like their top backup, a guy that can start at multiple positions, Isaac Seumalo.
Or he could be a starter.
He could be a starter.
Third round draft pick.
I think
they wanted him to be the starter. Maybe a little disappointed.
They wanted him to be the starter. They thought he was going to replace Kelce, I think, at one point.
Left guard. Well, they want him at left guard.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I saw Sheila Kapadia tweet this out today where he had the details of that was late last week, Seumalo signed. Is that right? So he puts the contract out there. A $4 million signing bonus, guaranteed 2019 salary of $750,000. But really, that's it. I mean, the only thing that's guaranteed is for injury only. It's a backup contract for the most part. Joe Banner retweeted it and said that this is the worst. Where is it? Joe, he says it's one of the worst contracts for a player that he's ever seen. Yeah. And then I saw who's the local guy that teaches at Villanova, Andrew Brandt.
Oh yeah, Andrew.
He had tweeted something similar where he's like, "Why would the player do this?" Yeah. The player wanted the millions of dollars of guaranteed money, and he felt like this was the time he was going to get it. I guess, but
But to their point, a third round draft pick who has starter potential a year away from free agency. Why would you do this?
Unless you,
like, why would it? No, why would an agent advise you? The player doesn't know. Why would the agent advise you to sign this deal? This is a great deal for the Eagles.
Yes.
It's a great deal for the Eagles.
Yep.
But I get exactly where Joe and Andrew was coming from, because the point is that Isaac Seumalo was a third round draft pick who's in the final year of his deal. He's going to be a free agent. Offensive lineman rarely hit free agency, and for a guy that would have been, 25 years old next year?
Sure.
To hit free agency, I guarantee you someone would have given him more than $4 million guaranteed,
sure,
and more than likely he would be a starter somewhere. See, why the Eagles are smart is because Isaac Seumalo doesn't know if he's a starter yet, so he took that money for security, but the Eagles may have all the intentions of starting him, and they're going to have a starter potentially at a backup price.
Yep.
When they drafted him to be the starter, whether it was at center or whether it was at guard. That's why they drafted him in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
They saw him as a future starter. So now it's smart on the Eagles' part, because if he happens to develop into that player that they drafted him to be,
he's a steal.
He's a steal.
Even if he's an average starter.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. As long as he's a starter.
Yep.
If he's a starter.
And
starter's making league minimum?
Well, he can play multiple positions.
Yeah.
He's depth. If he ends up being a backup, he's your top backup, and you're fine with it.
Yep. It's a good deal by the Eagles.
Yeah.
Joe's basically saying, like, what agent allowed you to sign this deal?
How
Ben, you had something, Ben? You're like, you had something on the tip of your tongue. You want
well,
to say.
I was just going to say, like, we always – so, you know, we always say, like, what do athletes need $300 million? And I think for some athletes, this happens a lot with baseball players, where baseball players will be early on, like Aaron Nola, in their player control years, and they'll say, look, all I want in life is to make $10, $20 million. I don't need more money. Why would I wait and risk that when I can just guarantee it now? I don't need $100 million. I don't need $200 million. So it's possible Isaac Seumalo was just like, look, if I can get $4 million, that brings up my career earnings to what, like $6 or $7 million? I'm fine. Like, if I can make $6 or $7 million in my career and I can guarantee my family security now, I could tear my ACL tomorrow. I could be in a car accident and lose all of that. And I think for some athletes, we always say, do you really need that much money? Some athletes genuinely feel like they don't need that much money, and so they make these deals that look stupid because they get security.
Now, you're right, but the reason why they are saying it was a bad deal because of his potential earning power. Like, I don't know if you had the opportunity to take a $4 million deal now knowing that you have the potential earning power of getting $20 million guaranteed.
Well, no, it's a question of would you rather get $4 million now, right, or now, there's a 90% chance you get $20 million.
Right.
And you know what? Most of us would say the $20 million, but I think there are a lot of us who are like, you know what? I'd rather take the $4 million because $4 million is a lot and there's no risk.
Well, he didn't bet on himself having a great year and then becoming a free agent.
Right.
Right? Because for all we know, he may not even be playing this year.
But see, I doubt that. You know why? The right guard is hurt.
You're right. You're right.
So that's what I'm saying. If you're an agent and you see that Brandon Brooks tore his Achilles, you got to be saying, Sam Mahlo, here's your opportunity to get in there, whether it's at the right guard or the left guard. You're going to
have. If you play well, you will have teams that are interested.
Yes.
Including the Eagles to bring you back.
And you're still young.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Still young.
Obviously, it's up to the player. If he wants that money, which, by the way, you have taxes, the agent gets a chunk out of that. You're not getting $4 million in the bank.
Here's what the agent does. Agent's going to come to you, right? He's going to say, Eagles are offering you. They want to extend your contract. He's going to tell him, weigh his options. Hey, you're a free agent next year.
Mm-hmm.
This is what guards are making in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a risk. You got the money in hand, or we can roll the dice.
I know what I'd be doing. I'd be rolling.
Wait, the thing about rolling dice? You have to take out an insurance policy on yourself, and it's constantly on your mind.
Yeah.
Because you certainly know if I get through the season healthy, I'm getting paid.
Well, you said about Ron Darby last year. You saw him make a business decision on more than one occasion,
and it cost him anyway.
It did.
He still wound up getting injured.
He still got hurt.
You're right.
No, yeah, Ike, it's a great point, man.
He wound up getting injured. Yeah,
it's a violent sport.
What did he do? I don't even know what Ron Darby did. He tear his Achilles?
No, I don't think it was that serious. Was it his knee?
I think it was his ACL. Yeah.
Oh, it was the ACL? Okay.
Yeah. Remember, like, we found out, it was kind of like the Ajayi injury. We found out, we're like, oh, really?
Yeah, we thought he just came out of nowhere. He sprained his knee, and it's like, well, Ron Darby's ACL's torn. Like, huh? He played. Yeah. He was on the feast. He played through it.
Yeah, because I don't even remember what game it was.
This is the weirdest year of free agents leaving. Like, how many of the free agents that are leaving do you actually feel bad about losing? Like, Nick Foles? Like, Nick Foles, obviously. Yeah. But
none.
Even he's the backup quarterback. Like, yeah, Golden Tate, people are like, eh. Ron Darby, people are like, eh. Jay Ajayi, people are like, eh. Like, I don't think people really care about the players we're losing that much.
No, they got the main one back. And you got Jordan Hicks still out there, but Brandon Graham came back.
Brandon's back.
Yeah.
And that's the people love Brandon, so. All right, back to the phones. Jimmy, West Philly. Jimmy, first call in free agency. If you're Howie, what is it?
What's up, Ike, John? It's going to be to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to trade them Nelson Aguilar and a fourth-round draft pick for Leonard Fournette and a sixth-round draft pick.
Ooh.
Because they can use Nelson. That'll help Nick out a lot. And it's a win-win. We can use Fournette. They can use Nelson. It'll help Nick get off to a fast start having that safety blanket. It's a win-win.
I like it, Jimmy. I like that.
Let's go. And yeah, Nelson ain't going to be here.
You said, yeah, no, I agree with
I think,
you.
Yeah. So
I agree with you.
Say you got Nelson and a fourth-round pick.
Right.
Yeah, for Leonard Fournette, who they don't like. They don't like Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, they don't like him.
Let's do it. Put the call in.
I like it, Jimmy. I like that call. I don't know if it'll get done, but I like the call.
You think? Do you see Trader Howie showing up? Trying to get a starter via trade, trading a player for a player.
Oh, yeah. He kicked the tires last week at that combine.
Oh, yeah.
So if he found something that he liked, he's working on that deal right now, and we'll hear about it soon.
He's working.
But if he didn't hear anything down there that he liked, because that's what they do. They talk to Cleveland. You know, it's a team you've done business with. What are you looking for John Dorsey, Duke Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, a lot of people going to be looking for Duke Johnson.
Yeah, there's a couple people.
So,
yep.
You know, that increases, you know, what it may cost to get him. Who else is a good running back you could trade for? Well, if you're going to Jacksonville, does Jacksonville give up on Leonard Fournette and not have any back? T.J. Yeldon is a free agent. Oh, Carlos Hyde.
They traded for him, which makes Fournette, to me, even more expendable than.
How about that? Yeah.
If you want Fournette, you can get him. I firmly believe that.
Mark, I don't know if a fourth rounder and Nelson is going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Depends. Hey, maybe Flip says, listen, we like Nelson. We can pair him with Nick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Marks and Weiss Twitter poll question of the day brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Looking for the perfect engagement ring? Well, make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania, or online, marks-jewelers.com. NFL.com. Whose seat is hotter? Is it Gabe or is it Brett Brown? 4,000 votes say it's Brett Brown. 84% Brett Brown. So if John Middleton would be impressed with the results right there, right? Yeah, Todd Zelecki, 9,000 votes. Mm-hmm. They signed Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that keeps Gabe's job, thanks to Marks and Reese.
Something tells me that quote will come back and bite us or bite John Middleton.
It's funny.
I saw a Twitter poll on Marks and Reese, and I decided that I was going to keep Gabe Kapler beyond this year.
Something tells me, because that became a story about him.
Of course.
Looking at that Twitter poll. Something tells me if it doesn't go right with Harper.
It's Todd Zelecki's fault.
And Machado plays well, people will pull up that.
Oh, yeah, they're waiting.
And I'm talking about national people.
Oh, yeah.
Not just us. I'm talking about national people will pull that up and say, oh, you got the owner listening to the fan base.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, that's why you got to keep.
Oh, no,
you
got to
keep that. You got to keep that close. You can't.
That was a great quote. surprising.
Yeah.
Surprising that he let it out.
I would have kept that in house.
All right. So coming up, we have Dan. We get some good sounds.
You know what that's like saying? I flipped a coin. Yes, that's what that's saying.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to admit to that,
right?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.